Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning rations under heat stress. As we approach this from the feed side, and I know I often talk about this, but it's really forage quality. So as you look at the forages that you have out there and the choices that you have, let's choose forages that have lower levels of ADF and NDF, and making sure that the NDF digestibility is in a range that's acceptable for levels of high milk production. Second thing that we really need to be thinking about is our silages. Our silages are very subject to secondary fermentation, especially corn silage. So if you're not on a regular basis, if you don't check the temperature of the ration in the bunk, you need to start doing that. I would encourage you to check the bunk 4 to 8 hours after the feed has been delivered. Thirdly, if you are thinking about changes that you might discuss with your nutritionist, I'd encourage you to think about where your foraged concentrate level is at. Do you need to slightly increase the concentrate level going through the summer? You need to pay attention to minerals, and you may want to even consider DCAD balancing for your lactating cows. Make sure you have plenty of water available for your cows. You may need to increase the number of locations. If you notice the cows are bunching, waiting to drink, try to add some additional water locations, even if they're only temporary for the summer. And finally, think about your heat abatement systems. Make sure that those are working properly, and also be considering changes that you might need to improve your cow cooling situation. This is Mike Brook, K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider some changes to their ration to make heat stress less for our dairy cows.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.